The first hospital near Gates Circle, the Buffalo Homeopathic Hospital at Lafayette and Linwood, opened its doors in 1911. In honor of the city's most distinguished citizen, it was renamed in 1923 Millard Fillmore Hospital. Its services are now being consolidated with Buffalo General Hospital and the Gates Vascular Institute. Kaleida Health President and CEO James Caskey says the new facility at High and Ellicott Streets will employ more than 3,000 people.
What they're doing on behalf of the community is they're coming together to create something absolutely wonderful for the Western New York community. When you think of the kind of facilities that this represents, the technology that's housed, the expertise of the physicians, the skilled nurses, the other support personnel, it is truly a resource for the entire region. There's nothing like it anywhere in Western New York.
Many Millard Fillmore employees say the same thing about their old hospital. Claudia Pollack, manager of non-invasive cardiology and respiratory therapy, started at Gates 41 years ago.
We know that this is the future of healthcare. We know this has been a long time coming. But it's a sad thing for Gates Circle, especially after being here for so long and growing up here. You've made a lot of good relationships, a lot of good friendships. It's been an education, like I say, constantly. You know, every day you learn something new.
Her coworker, Sandy Nisenkevitz, has been a registered nurse at Millard Fillmore 28 years.
I went to nursing school here, graduated from here. I started here in 1984, and I've pretty much been here ever since. Met my husband here. This has been my family. This has been my Gates family for as long as I can remember. So for me, it's pretty bittersweet because I'm excited about the new move. I'm excited about what that's going to mean for the community. But it's very difficult to leave this family behind.
And both women say they're going to miss the location overlooking the tree-lined Chapin Parkway and the fountain in the circle.
It'll be difficult to know that we're not. I mean, I could drive by it. I can see it as I'm going home. But it's not the same as looking out your window and looking at that view or looking at a patient's room and showing them, look at this beautiful fountain that's out there, because I think they enjoy it as much as we do.
Pollack says the good thing is Buffalo General is just 2 miles from Gates, and it services the same community.
A lot of the patients that, you know, you and families that you've taken care of for years, you see their children and their grandchildren coming for different things, and you know, you remember them, they remember you, and, you know, so it really is a very familiar area for us.
Cardiologist Dr. Karina Alfaro-Franco is relatively new to Gates, having arrived in August 2010.
I always felt welcome from the very beginning that I came. From the first day that I came, I always felt like I was one of the family, part of the family.
But Alfaro-Franco says she's looking forward to the move downtown and working with new people in a new building with the latest technology and equipment.
Change is difficult. Change is something that most of us do not want to face. But I think that it needs to occur hopefully for the betterment of the whole medical field. And I think that it would give us an opportunity to grow.
Tamara Owen has been with Kaleida 20 years, the past three at Gates, where she's hospital president. And she knows what the facility means to the community.
I live right in the Gates neighborhood, so it's not only a hospital that I work at, but it's also a hospital that serves my particular neighborhood.
And many people in the community who rely on the hospital, she says, are fearful.
One of the big challenges has been just to get people to understand that we're in fact just moving, that the expertise that exists at the hospital is just moving to a new facility, and it really is. It's the people and the doctors that really make up the quality of the care, and now we just have an opportunity to put it in a new building that is really built for how our health care is delivered today.
Owen's new title at Buffalo General Medical Center is Chief Operating Officer, and she's confident the staff and community will grow to appreciate the new facility.
The people that have made the transition are doing just fine. They're happy, and they're doing well. The doctors as well. There's been physicians that work on both campuses, and they've made the transition. And I'm very confident that after a month of being here, people will realize, wow, what was I so fearful of?
So what does the future hold for the shuttered Millard Gates Hospital? CEO Jim Caskey says a committee is working to find a reuse, and Kaleida is offering a $1 million incentive to to anyone who takes the property.
We actually don't want to try to sell it to make money. We want it to be a resource, an asset for the community. And we think the easier we make that available to a developer, the better and faster we're going to have a solution.
The deadline for submissions is April 6th. Caskey says a developer is expected to be named by early summer. Chris Kaye, WBFO and AM 970 News.